building outside.
Toilet.
Yeah. Now, what, and were there any other names for that?
That was about all they had for those in them days.
Okay. Never used the word privy or,
no.
Or outhouse?
Just mostly toilets.
Okay. Now, what was the barn like? What or what is your barn like here? What's the...
Well, it's just, it has these three driveways through my barn have stalls in it and cattle.
Uh-huh.
And it's mostly just to the back of barn, you know.
Uh-huh.
Have a loft from one side to put hay in. Mostly just tiered in for the backer.
I see. Now, the... now, where do you keep your corn?
It's in the crib. I have cribs also built in the barn.
That's part of the barn.
That's part of the barn here.
Now, do you ever raise wheat here?
Wheat?
Yeah.
I never raised one crop of wheat since I've been here.
Okay. How about the place in the part of the building or a building where you'd store grain, other than corn?
Well, most of the people call them garners, you know.
Yeah.
Wheat garner, or oat bin, or something like that.
Now, the garner would be kind of a bin. If you had a hole with the garner wouldn't be the whole building, would it?
No. It'd just be inside of the building.
Uh-huh. What would the building be called?
Well, most people called them granaries.
Uh-huh. But the garner is kind of like the bin.
The garners would be inside of the granary, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the upper part of the barn, where you'd store the hay.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call that?
I just call it. Some people call it hay mouse.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was just call it the hay shed.
Uh-huh. The hay shed, the upper part.
Yeah.
The hay shed. Or
hay loft.
Uh-huh. The hay mow is fairly common.
Yeah, it just kind of depends on what kind of barn it was. Now.
Uh-huh. How would a hay mow differ from a hay shed?
Well, a hay mow was usually in a log barn,
uh-huh.
If I remember the thing right.
Okay, good.
And the one that I used to work in, you pulled the hay up right through the center of the barn.
Uh-huh.
You could run your hay fork to either end of the barn in a big log pen.
Uh-huh.
It was called hay mow.
Now that was there was an opening in the center.
Yeah.
And
a big log pen at each end of it.
Uh-huh.
And you could hook your hay fork, you know, and you could run it to either end.
That's it.
Every which one
now
of you want.
Now, these pens were large...
This big large pen, they call them hay mows.
I see. Oh, that's... So there's a difference between the two. Now, if you had more hay than you could get into the barn, would you pile that up outside?
You'd stack it. Stack it outside.
Okay. Now, what did the stacks look like? How high were they, and how big a haystack?
Well, it just would depend on how much hay you had to put in one. You see, the more hay you had to put in, the larger the stack would be.
Uh-huh.
Some people would build them round, some make them square.
Uh-huh.
They'd usually be 8-10 foot high, maybe.
Did you associate the square ones and the round ones with different kinds of people?
Well, yes, some people build them round and some would build them square. Everybody didn't put up a haystack on the same.
Uh-huh. Now, what were the square ones like?
Well, they just a square stack of hay.
It's still high, though. What's
yeah,
the
they'd
the ground
be
area?
8, 9, 10 foot high.
Uh-huh. And then, did you ever see anybody build one outside where they'd put poles in the ground and have sliding?
I've seen them.
You mean the stack pole in the
middle? Uh-huh. Stack pole.
Yeah, but I was wondering about one where they'd actually put a roof over the thing outside, a sliding roof.
Not unless it'd be a silo.
Uh-huh. Well, you never heard of anything called a hay barrack?
No, I don't reckon I have. I've stacked fodder round poles, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen hay stacked around poles. I never did stack no hay around poles. I've stacked fodder around poles.